Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Factions were most often used to divide and conquer the people. And they knew that the republic they created would only last as long as the people could remain educated. In 1816, Thomas Jefferson wrote, "If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be." By the end of the Civil War, the two-party system became the norm. The globalist system we face today was born. And the deliberate dumbing down of the American citizen began with our great-great-grandparents. In the late 1800s, the Skinner-Pavlovian method was brought into American schools by Johns Hopkins. These psychological methods allowed teachers the ability to program students' behavior in the same way that Pavlov did with dogs. In 1934, the Carnegie International Endowment for Peace published the Report on the Commission on Social Studies, which explicitly stated the goal of eventually taking away people's land, and noted that most people would obviously oppose this. The solution was to begin using the school system to recondition the minds of children. In 1976, the bicentennial year of the Declaration of Independence, 124 congressmen signed the Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that two centuries ago, our forefathers brought forth a new nation. Now we must join with others to bring forth a new world order. And it pledged to give children special attention in distributing a common education to suit their goals. By the 1990s, this globalist dumbing down system was perfected, and America began exporting it worldwide in what is known as outcome-based education. Starting in 2010, Common Core began in the United States. It outlined what students were expected to know at each grade level and enforced ways to assess those standards. Charlotte Iserby, author of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, has traced most of this agenda stemming from the Order of Skull and Bones at Yale through both Republicans and Democrats, two wings of the same globalist bird, which understood that dumbed-down people have a base desire for a simple dualistic choice. In 1953, the Rockefeller Foundation funded the Robbers Cave Experiment, wherein 11-year-old boys who thought they were signing up for summer camp were organized into two separate tribes and were manipulated into fighting each other, which was easily accomplished by having a single resource that the two groups competed for. The Henry Tajfel experiments of the 1970s showed that by simply dividing people into two groups, they would naturally identify with their own group and discriminate against the other. The basic ego mind is constantly making preferences. No matter how dumb you are, you have an opinion about everything. And if you can keep the population dumb enough and give them two parties to choose from, they will innately identify with one and despise the other. This allows the globalist system the cover they need to implement unpopular policies, such as a central bank digital currency, while we, the people, ignorantly fight each other. United we stand, divided we fall, and we've been falling for it for generations. The American people have been so thoroughly dumbed down that we think freedom is the ability to choose between two parties working for the same control system. And we have been made so weak that we are afraid to even discuss the option of violence, which is most often the only remedy for tyranny. But if we were an enlightened people, we could simply unite together as one and just say no to the tyrants. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
We're now well into the third hour here today, and I want to just say the crew's done a great job. I've been gone for a week and a half. On the road is very stressful. We have a few technical difficulties, but that special report needed to be seen anyway, so it all works out in the end. I appreciate the crew putting up with me. A lot of stressful stuff going on. So great job to the crew. Well, I wanted to get Pastor Dave Scarlett back on the show, hisglory.me. He reaches millions and millions of people every day with His Glory Ministry, and they felt led by the Lord to move to Texas in the last year to really focus on the border. So he's been down there a lot. They've made documentaries. They've had a bunch of special reports. They've aired some of those here. It's incredible footage they've caught. HisGlory.me is the URL. But it's great that we got him on this week. We had an issue a few weeks ago getting him on. There's some stuff that came up with myself that now he can come on and talk about all the latest developments that are coming out, the congressional reports confirming massive human trafficking, giving children to sex slavers, and Obama, that's who the third administration of Obama, that's who controls Biden, the O'Biden administration, has said that they're not going to test the DNA of children, they're not going to check IDs. Whoever has a child, they've got them, they can just disappear. That is next level criminal to make sure. These are faceless, soulless, humanless people in the globalist view who can be exploited however the New World Order wants. And that ties into this video, and I want to ask Pastor Scarlett about this. Dave Scarlett, we go to him here in just a minute. This is an InfoWars.com article. It's obviously a big story. We know there's a lot of news coming out of Ukraine about organ trafficking with the soldiers, the wounded soldiers, the dead soldiers, but also women and children. Charity worker caught trying to sell baby to organ harvesters in Ukraine after paying the mother $1,000. The mother believed the child was going to freedom and safety and that he would bring her later to Germany or Poland and said he was about to sell the baby for $25,000 to have its organs harvested. Now, you could say, is this real? Is this true? They're saying it is. They've signed a law in California and Virginia to keep babies alive for 20-plus days and take their organs after they've been born, because they can keep them alive now and get more money for every organ. So, yes, this goes on. Yes, this is real. Yes, it's happening. So here's a quick clip of that, and then we'll go to Pastor Dave to get his take on it. Here it is.
Субтитры сделал DimaTorzok. Чи попередні з вами були зустрічі, вже він надавав, коли було останній раз?
Вчора.
Вчора було, що він повідомляв?
Він повідомляв, як ми маємо користувати жонечу і віддав мені кошти.
So you can say, oh, that's just more Ukrainian propaganda. Well, they're not even claiming that the Russians were trying to do this. They're saying an aid worker who's an official aid worker was doing this. We know that human trafficking.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Japanese, there's bad Japanese, you know, there's good Native Americans, there's bad Native Americans, but there is a big movement, obviously, you call it Christian Zionism, whatever you want, but Pastor Hagee and many others that, you know, love Shalom and all that, and it's true that it is Judeo-Christian, you know, it's the Abrahamic thing, the Old Testament, New Testament, it comes out of that, we're so blessed, you know, by that, and the blessings that were given to the Jewish people by God, and it goes back to, you know, back to Noah and Adam, and just right through King David and Solomon, and of course then people like Moses, and right through into John the Baptist and Christ. It's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. I don't deny that. I'm proud of that. But Israel's been cracking down more than ever, just like Saudi Arabia would, on Christians being able to proselytize and teach and preach in Israel. And I know Rodney R. Brown, a pastor I know, he's been there in the Knesset and said, why are you doing this when Christians give so much money to Israel and you know, do so much for what's happening in Israel? So there's really a paradoxical view here where a lot of Jews think there's been some issues with the Catholic Church and Jews in the past, which isn't there now, that Christians, just because some popes in the past, you know, were anti-Semitic. Well, how does that fall onto Protestants? How does that fall into you? Because I understand Israel's key to Revelation, what's going to happen there, the abomination, you know, desolation. You go through Scripture if you like. So I want to be friends with the people of Israel. And I see the people of Israel not getting a free pass on the shots. They were one of the most oppressed, injected, controlled peoples. We see them following globalist orders, just like Americans did. I see them just like Americans. I see them as our brothers. But at the same time, there's this thing of they'll take the Christian money, but then at the same time, the ADL comes out and says Christians are the main enemy, which we know are leftists, and the ADL wants the Muslims to take over Israel, basically. So it's a really bizarre thing going on. I kind of did a rant there, but how would you quantify your answer to what I just said?
Well, there's a civil war going on in Israel, much like what's going on in the United States of America, but maybe even more intense because of the soul of Israel. As you mentioned, you know, there's the piece of the Israelis that want the Arabs to become in a part of the government. They were part of the last government. And then you have, you've had riots in the streets, literally in Israel the last month or so. A lot of that has come from the extreme religious sect of the Orthodox, where they want to lock up Christians. They don't want Christians to be able to preach the gospel in Jerusalem. That's no different than the times of Jesus and the religious spirit of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. We're living in that battle because at the end of the day, it's always about the light of the Most High God.
Pastor, I'm listening to you right now. Sorry, they just had a person walking here with another thing of coffee at the hotel I'm broadcasting from, so I was distracted. But you're dead on. Continue, because you're so polite. I'm listening to you. You stopped. Keep rolling out what's happening.
Yeah, so that's exactly what's happening. So you've got we love biblical Israel. I always have to stress that. I'm from the tribe of Judah myself. I have Jewish blood in me. But it doesn't mean, as you said, all Jewish people are not good. All Americans are not good. All Germans are not good. It's only the remnant. And when you see the Bible over and over and over, God is always looking for that remnant. And that remnant are the ones that stayed true to his precepts and commandments. And for anybody that's preaching against or telling you the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob wants to kill somebody else. That's not of the Most High God. And they're taking that religious spirit and they're twisting it like no other time before. And that's why you literally have riots. Well, the last time I was on the Temple Mount in February, there was a literal riot on the Temple Mount. And it wasn't the extreme Jewish or the extreme Muslims that were doing it this time. It was the extreme Jewish religious sect that were coming against the Christians and coming against the Muslims. And it's an absolute mess. And the only only way out of this is truth. The good news is my connections in Israel, these Israeli generals and doctors that you know in the United States of America that are Jewish ambassadors are all asking the same question. Who is this Messiah? So this is the Ezekiel 37 time frame we're in because the Jewish people are looking. The harden of the eyes or the scales of the eyes that the Apostle Paul talks about are starting to come off and they're seeking for the real truth. The real truth is who is the Son of the Most High God? Who is this Messiah, Yeshua? A Messiah, and they're coming in record numbers. So we are, even though it looks very dark, we're on a tip of light breaking open and people coming to Christ from places you would never imagine in our lifetime. The Jewish people, Muslims are coming to Christ with visions and dreams like no other time in the history of the Muslim faith.
I know so many secular people that are having visions of Christ. I can't say the names. It's like super prominent people. And you're right. It's Jews. It's Muslims. It's people that weren't really Christian. What is happening?
It's the Ezekiel 37. It's the Great Awakening. And if this wouldn't have happened the last 3.5 years of being locked down, shut down, imprisonment, the corruption of the government, we'd be still asleep at the wheel. But by the grace of God, he's woke us up. To see what is the most important things in our lives. It's not how high we get up the ladder in the corporate world. It's what do we do for the gift of Him? What do we do to accept Him as Lord of our life? And then once we accept Him, what are you going to do with that gift? Are you going to bring people in for His purpose and His glory? And He's opening up people like no other time in the history. We're seeing signs and wonders, miracles, visions and dreams, and the least likely. I've had 2 imams give their life to Christ in the last year.
Wow, tell us about that. That's fascinating.
Well, it starts with when you talk to somebody of another faith, and the only way to talk to them is at their level. So if you're talking to a Jewish person, you have to talk to them from the Old Testament. Otherwise, they're not going to listen to you. Same with the Quran. The Lord had me study the Quran a few years ago. And the reason I studied the Quran is to see where the pieces that fit the Bible to plant seeds. And by planting those seeds of the Old Testament and planting the seeds of what they believe the gospel is being a holy book, you just continue to plant the seeds from the Quran, and then that allows it to blossom, and you pray for them that the Holy Spirit will shine upon them, that they'll have dreams and visions, and that is exactly what's happening. One of the imams, we have like 2.2 million followers on Facebook, gave his life to Christ on Facebook. And that means instant death, especially for an imam.
Well, that's right. And people ask why I'm so Christian. I've had dreams and visions. I mean, it's happening. the most intense dreams are like unlike any other dreams, where I'm with God and I'm being told to do this. And it's like, and I know the future. I mean, all the time, God's like, watch, this is going to happen. Just you know, this is real. This is not your brain going through some war game. Most of your dreams are that. There's other dreams that are, you know, next level. And I have these dreams. I know God's real. It's incredible.
It's amazing. And once you know that he's real and you know that he is sovereign and you know that he's the only way you can get that true peace in the life and the world, you're comfortable. That's one of the things I get asked all the time. How can the world be melting down, Dave, and you're not worried about it? Because I know God has it, and I am just a servant following his direction for his purpose and his glory, and I'm going to finish the race exactly the way the Apostle Paul told us to. And we got a lot of souls to win over. We have a lot of souls to plant the seed. This is the great harvest that the Scripture talks about, and we are just warming up for this. So it's time for all Christians to lean in and spread the gospel from east to west to north to south to every creature.
All right, I want to talk about President Trump, the indictments, the new developments, the Supreme Court rulings with you. And you're a great guest because I love watching your show on TV. But you're so nice when you're on my show, you don't really talk. So I'm like, why have Dave on? He doesn't talk. But once you get going, you're one of the best guests. So I'm glad you're here. What a smart guy. I can't wait to talk to Pastor Dave Scarl on the other side. Be sure to check out his website and bookmark it. It's hisglory.me. Hisglory.me. I'm Alex Jones. We're Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video. By the way, I did confirm. We got 1,200 bottles left of Real Red Pill. You heard the call earlier. We'll sell it in a couple days. Despite that, they're still discounted. That funds our operation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews. But if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I noticed that Antifa has been posting about me being here in Omaha, that I'm vacationing in Omaha. No, I'm here visiting my mother's father who's in the hospital after a heart issue. It just... What did I say?
You said mother's.
My mother's father. No, he's dead. My mother's father's dead. My wife's father... Anyways, it's just ridiculous with these people. That's my wife's father, my mother's father. He's been dead for a long time. Great guy. That was William Hammond. But, you know, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Pastor Dave Scarlett with us riding the shotgun, making some great points. I was Sunday night in a four-hour packed event. Thousands of people showed up. And thank goodness they had a big jumbotron outside and a big outside church for all the thousands that couldn't get in. And a guy got up and brought up Nick Fuentes. You know, Nick's a handsome guy, smart guy, intelligent guy. And he points out there's a war on white people and white people are being discriminated against. And I think it's fine to say that. White folks should stand up. They're being attacked. But when him and Kanye West showed up at my studio and he agreed that Hitler's a good guy, I disagree with that. Just because there's corruption on the other side doesn't, in my view, mean Hitler's bad. And then when I pointed out that both my grandfathers were in World War II, and one of my grandfathers, after he did his Army Air Corps work, was in Europe and saw the dead bodies and the piles of dead bodies and told my dad about it, didn't really tell me about it. But I heard it directly from my grandfather. And when I said, well, my grandfather saw it, well, your grandfather's deceived. Well, that's my grandfather. That's not taken out of hand. So this obsession with Hitler 80 years ago and all this is mentally ill. And so a guy gets up and he says, you've taken down his channel. So I made some calls. I said, is this channel taken off ban of him? I said, no, he didn't post for a year. So there's some program where it's basically taken off the front page. And I'm going to say this. We'll give Nick Fuentes his channel. He's not doing anything illegal. And I disagree with some of what he has to say. But I want Nick to come on the show. I want Nick to have a debate with me about whatever his issues are with me. But the guy gets up, and we'll go back to Pastor Scarlett, and he says, Nick Fuentes says, and I don't know if this is true, the guy's saying it. I guess he said it on the show, supposedly. But I don't just take what people say, you know, it's true. I don't know yet. Says that you said to him, attacking the Jews is a dead end. Well, I've said that on air. I don't want to attack any group. I want a big tent for freedom. They want to divide and conquer us. We need to unify against the poison shots and the New World Order and the human trafficking and the open borders and, you know, the pedophilia and all of it. I'm like, I don't know if I said that behind the scenes, but I said that on air killing. So the guy first says, well, you didn't censor him, but you told him not to talk about. No, I didn't tell him not to talk about stuff. But I do think I probably did say it's a dead end. Then the guy comes back and says, so you did censor him. So it's this weirdness that goes on. But then I started preaching and talking about what the real problem is. So there's this viral clip, and I want to play it here. I am not going to be divided on the people that call me and say the black people are the problem, or the this is the problem, or the Jews are the problem. There are good Jews, there are bad Jews, there are good Catholics, there are bad Catholics. My job is to expose the poison shots and the sex trafficking and the New World Order and the nuclear war. I want the Muslims. I want the Jews. I want the Catholics. I want everybody to find Jesus. And when I stand is 100% clear. That's what I stand for, is Jesus Christ. That's what I stand for. And I'll debate anybody, anytime. I say on the air, our problem is not the Jews. Our problem is not the Russians or the Chinese or the dumbass white supremacists. Our problem is the devil and the fact that we haven't accepted Jesus Christ.
Wow. I don't know how to follow that. I hate the great opportunity.
I like the debate, though. That got me to wake up. I'm having a great time. I'm super exhausted. Now I go 5 more hours.
Oh, my God.
You're afraid to debate? Are you kidding? I don't wake up until somebody hits me with a baseball bat.
They should know better than do that with you. Anyway.
All right. Enough of that. Let's go back to Pastor Dave Scarlett. All the incredible border coverage he's done. HisGlory.me. Pastor, I'm always interrupting. We're going to skip this network break coming up so you have more time. And I'm going to end this hour with an incredible thing from the River Church in Tampa, Raymond Silliers, where he sings that great song, I'm Proud to Be an American. That's in about 15, 20 minutes. You've got the floor. Preach us a little sermon here right now. I'm going to turn my mic off. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to listen to you. For the next, for the next 20-something minutes, we're live on air. So I'll come back in the last 3 or 4. You've got the floor to tell us about where the world is today and what you think is about to happen and what you think we should do.
Well, it starts, Alex, with what you just said at the River Church. It's truly the enemy is the devil. This is the light versus dark. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And the evil wants it to divide. Remember, the scripture tells us to If Satan's against himself, his house will divide. That wasn't a figure of speech. It truly is. Satan's house is against his house, and it will divide, and it will collapse. The only truth is the living word of God. And that's why we have to get rid of our little minor differences, because you're looking for the church to be a museum for saints instead of a hospital for sinners. We're all sinners. We're all work in progress. And we need the blood of the Lamb. We need the blood of Jesus Christ to come into our heart, our soul, and our mind and save us for eternity. That's the only way. And the only way is to be united for his name's sake. As you said, there are some good Jews, there are some bad Jews. There's good Americans and bad Americans. Good Germans and bad Germans. But the only good, as Jesus said, who is good? Even Jesus, when he walked to earth, couldn't even say he was good until he took it to the cross. We're not good. And the only way to be good is to get the blood of the Lamb to come in and be our Savior of the world. And this is a time, like no other time in the history of the world, where there are panicking right now. Satan knows his time is about up. So he's throwing everything he possibly can at us. Division, warfare of all kinds. And you know, some of the church are falling for that. Some of the religious spirit are falling for that. Some that are on the fence are falling for that. And they're starting to bicker over little things. We have to get rid of that bickering. We have to get rid of the fence. Satan owns the fence. As Jesus said to the church of Laodicea, you're neither hot nor cold. You're lukewarm. I vomit you out of my mouth. The seventh of the church age is the church of Laodicea. That's the church we're at in today. And there's no better time to see where we're at. When you see in the scripture, in the book of Revelation, in the church of Laodicea, Jesus Christ is at the door of the church, knocking in to get the church. This church age is taking Jesus completely out of his church, his body. So what you're seeing around the world, the Lord, in the last 3.5 years, is testing the remnant. Will the remnant stand up? When they try to come shut you down, are you going to fold and conform like the rest of the government? Are you going to do what the government tells you, or are you going to do what I tell you to do? And he says, fear not. I am the Lord Most High God, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. And if you put your trust in me, you have complete shalom and peace for eternity. There is no other peace on the world that you can get. No drug, no alcohol. Nothing can fill that gap, that hole that each and every one of us are born with because of the fall of Adam and Eve. And the only way to fill that is through the love of Jesus Christ. That's what they don't want to hear. That's why everything you hear today is hate, hate, hate. What the world needs is love, love, love. We need to put our arms around this transgender generation. They're confused. They're manipulated. No time in history. When you get to a point in human history where you see companies like Disney, you see human trafficking, you see the child sacrifices that are happening in the world today, and they're putting it in your face, we are in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah and worse. But that is telling you they're manipulating the child. Satan hates the child, and that's why he's going after the child. Satan's number one thing he wanted to do when he fell from heaven was to attack mankind. Because God did something amazing in the book of Genesis. He created us in his image. We're the only creation in the image of the Most High God. Doesn't mean we're perfect. The only way we become perfect is through the blood of the Lamb when he takes us home. But Satan knew that. He knew that the division was going to be it. And he knew that the Lord, the Father, huge heart for the children. So what's happening in the world today? Attacking the children. That's right out of Satan's playbook. And it's time for the great flip, the great boomerang, the great light, the light to shine down from east to west and north to south. It's about over, and Satan knows it. We're going to have the greatest revival in the history of the world because people are waking up and saying, you know what? Over the course of this last 3.5 years, I've been lied to. I've been manipulated. I've been forced to take jabs. I've been forced to do things against my free will. I've been forced not to see loved ones.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No, the Most High God wanted to have a love relationship with us. He picked us, and He chose us before the beginning of time, as the prophet Jeremiah tells us. He knew us before we were in our mother's womb, and for such a time as this. But the question is, will you be activated for His purpose and His glory? Will you say, yes, Lord, you are the Lord of my life? I say, God can't do three things. And people shake their heads when you hear this. God can't do three things. One, He can't learn, because He's all-knowing. Number two, He can't sin. His words and His precepts and commandments are perfect. He can't go against His word. That's so important to know. You have a God that can't go against His precepts and commandments. So when you know Him and His word, you know He can't go against those precepts and commandments. And the third is why we're here. He can't make you love Him. It's a free will choice. Are you going to choose today for Him to become commander-in-chief in the heart for a love relationship for eternity? Tomorrow is never given. Satan's favorite day of the week is tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come. Are you going to do it for His purpose and His glory today? Take action today for the glory of God and be activated for His namesake. We pray that.
Wow. Pastor Dave Scarlow just knocked it out of the park. We just need to let you be a guest host, so I'm not there to interrupt you. That was amazing. That was powerful. We've got about 9 minutes till we end this hour, when the great guest host is going to be taking over here today, the amazing Drew Hernandez. But what else is on your radar screen, Pastor?
Well, we're, again, the tent revivals are so important to do. We're traveling to all 50 states to do tent revivals. We just came out of Quarryville, Pennsylvania, and the glory of God showed up. We baptized I think over 6,000 people at Reawaken events and our trips to Israel and also these tent revivals. This is the time that God is calling his people to come into these tent revivals. The old fashioned tent revival. It's not about fame. It's not about fortune. It's about getting in a tent and taking the glory of God and let the glory of God come down and let him shine his glory. And we're seeing that in just supernatural ways, and it's absolutely amazing. And we're going to continue that. Our next one is in New Hampshire in September the 16th, so join us on that. Then we'll be back in Mount Pleasant, Texas, our ranch in Texas, October 21st. And then we have a VIP tour. We're going to go to Israel to show the Holy Land, to show where the places are of the Bible, and the Bible will come alive for you. Once you've gone to Israel and you see biblical Israel, I want to stress biblical Israel, the promises of the Bible that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Gentiles who can be grafted in because of the vine. Your whole heart changes. Your whole Bible studies change. We'll be joined on the VIP tour at the King David with General Flynn, and it'll be an incredible time to see the glory of God. It'll be a great time to see all the biblical events that are in our Bible, and we do three trips a year, and every time we come back, people are on fire for the Lord. They want to have more and more experiences in their Bible. And that's the key. You know, you can turn fake news off today. The only truth in this world of fake news is the living Word of God. He cannot lie. He tells you what tomorrow is going to be before the news even knows what tomorrow is going to be. And we put our trust in him. 27.5% of the Bible is Bible prophecy. He's telling us things thousands of years before they happen, and they're happening in our lifetime. The supernatural miracles that we're seeing in the last 76 years.
That was my next question. Is literally Revelation, Daniel, Ezekiel, Old Testament, New Testament, predicts it to a T. The world government, the cashless society, the social credit score. It's not just you agree to take a mark, now you can buy and sell. You have to worship the beast, do everything it says. It watches you in lifetime, describes it all. It's the social credit score. It's all right there. It's happening.
Exactly. And you see what the whistleblower is coming forward with, the two whistleblowers with the IRS. The IRS scandal that's going to come out on top of that just fits into that credit score. And when you have the IRS stopping or a credit score stopping you, whether you can go to a grocery store and make a purchase. You know, these are things that we didn't, you talked about 20, 30 years ago. That is today. It is on the brink. Never in our history of the Bible has these events been right before our very eyes. And people have to wake up now, because there is no tomorrow if you're not alive today in Jesus Christ, because these events are not on the doorstep. They are here. If you haven't got that in the last 3.5 years, welcome to the last 3.5 years, because it's been awakening. Either you're going to fall through, and you look back on this and you say, how could this Antichrist fella fool the entire world that everybody would just drop everything they're doing and follow him?
Well, look what happened by increments. It gets you to accept lies. Yeah. 2 men can have a baby, all this, and then we're going to put this in your body, and pretty soon you totally collapse. All right, hisglory.me. Pastor Scarlett, best interview yet with you. Thank you so much. Great job. People can follow your documentaries and reports on the border and more at hisglory.me. Here it is, California governor getting ready to sign the law to take children from parents and won't let them mutilate them. I mean, we have fallen so far. Let's admit it and realize we can only get out of this with God. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you, Alex. Take care. God bless you.
Thank you. Drew Hernandez takes over next hour. I got a few more things I want to say, and I'll be back tomorrow live, full Friday show here, and then I'll be back in Texas soon for the Monday show. I'm going to do the Sunday show, everything here, but I'm back Monday morning, so I'll be on the show then. Please remember, it's only your word of mouth gets the videos and articles out. It's only you that gets past the censors, so it's in your hands. We're fighting hard. I appreciate you. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. The products are amazing. Whether it's Nitric Boost or Superfemal Vitality or high-quality CBD oil for your joints, your neurological systems, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's been you getting great products over the years that keeps us on air, and I'm going to thank you all for your support. It's an ongoing, long battle, but submission to tyranny is far worse than continuing to fight. In fact, it's invigorating. It's empowering to fight. So I'm very, very thankful, but I ask everybody during the July 4th Super Sale to visit InfoWars Store, double Patriot points, All the products are 60, 25% off. Everything's at least 25% off except Storable Food and water filters because there's like 30% profit in that for us. So a 10% cut on the water filter that's the highest quality is insane. So be sure and get the Alexa Pure water filtration, Alexa Breeze air filters right now. Best systems, highest quality, lowest price. Highest quality for the lowest price. It's insane. Infowarsstore.com, 10% off on those right now. All right, here is the final piece before I end this hour of the incredible singer Raymond Sillars. Is that right? Sillars. There at the River Church. We'll end with I'm proud to be an American. And then the great Drew Hernandez takes over and the amazing Owen Schroyer. Stay with us.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my loving Lord to be living here today, cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Full four-hour broadcast at Panda Video right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.